Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
The sun hung low over the South Carolina horizon, casting long shadows across the sprawling lowcountry. The air was thick with the scent of pine and the distant hum of cicadas, a typical evening in Hampton County. But beneath the serene landscape, a storm was brewing that would shake the foundations of one of the state's most prominent families. Alex Murdaugh, a name synonymous with legal prowess and generational influence, found himself at the epicenter of a tragic and convoluted saga. On June 7, 2021, emergency services received a frantic call from Alex. His voice quavered as he reported finding his wife Maggie and their youngest son Paul shot dead on the family's expansive hunting estate. The community was stunned. The Murdaughs had been pillars of the region for over a century. How could such a horror befall them? In the days that followed, the investigation into the double homicide unfolded under intense public scrutiny. Whispers circulated about potential motives and suspects, but no arrests were made immediately. The tragedy seemed incomprehensible, an unfathomable act of violence against a family that had long stood at the pinnacle of local society. Amid the mourning, cracks began to appear in the facade of the Murdaugh family's legacy. Allegations surfaced that Alex had been embezzling funds from his law firm, a respected institution his great-grandfather had founded. Colleagues accused him of siphoning millions of dollars intended for clients and the firm itself. The betrayal sent shockwaves through the legal community. Alex resigned, and an investigation into the missing funds commenced. Then, in a twist that left the nation reeling, Alex himself became the target of an apparent assassination attempt. On September 4, 2021, he called 911, claiming he'd been shot in the head while changing a tire on the side of a rural road. The wound was superficial, a graze that miraculously spared his life. The story captured headlines. A family besieged by tragedy now faced another violent attack. But as investigators delved into the details, inconsistencies emerged. The tire appeared to have been intentionally punctured, and evidence at the scene didn't align with Alex's account of a drive-by shooting. Suspicion grew, and the narrative began to unravel. Under mounting pressure, Alex confessed that the shooting was not an attack, but a staged event. He admitted to orchestrating his own attempted killing, allegedly hiring Curtis Edward Smith, a former client and distant cousin, to shoot him. The plan, according to authorities, was a desperate attempt to secure a $10 million life insurance payout for his surviving son, Buster. Alex believed that his suicide would nullify the policy, so he aimed to make his death look like a murder. Curtis Smith was arrested and charged with multiple offenses, including assisted suicide and insurance fraud. He claimed that he was unaware of the scheme's full extent, asserting that Alex had manipulated him. The revelation painted a picture of a man in freefall, grappling with addiction, legal woes, and the overwhelming loss of his family. Amid these developments, the investigation into the murders of Maggie and Paul took a dramatic turn. On July 14, 2022, Alex was indicted on 2 counts of murder in connection with their deaths. Prosecutors alleged that he killed his wife and son to gain sympathy and distract from the impending exposure of his financial crimes. The community was left in disbelief. Could a man kill his own family to cover up his misdeeds? The trial that ensued became a national spectacle. Prosecutors laid out a case depicting Alex as a manipulative figure who wove a web of lies to conceal his actions. They presented evidence of his financial misappropriations, suggesting a motive rooted in desperation to maintain his reputation and avoid accountability. Witnesses testified about his behavior, painting a portrait of a man unraveling under the weight of his secrets. Defense attorneys argued that Alex was a grieving father and husband, victimized by unknown assailants. They contended that the financial crimes, while serious, did not make him a murderer. They highlighted the lack of direct physical evidence linking him to the crime scene, suggesting that the prosecution's case was built on circumstantial evidence and speculation. Yet the jury was unconvinced by the defense's narrative. On March 2, 2023, after a 6-week trial, Alex Murdaugh was found guilty of the murders of Maggie and Paul. The verdict resonated throughout the courtroom, a culmination of a tragic saga that had gripped the nation. The judge sentenced him to life in prison without the possibility of parole, closing a chapter on a story marked by betrayal, loss, and the downfall of a once revered figure. As the dust settled, the community grappled with the aftermath. The Murdaugh family's legacy, once a source of pride, had become a cautionary tale about the corrosive effects of power and unchecked ambition. The revelations spurred broader conversations about privilege, justice, and the ethical obligations of those in positions of authority. The case also brought to light other mysterious deaths connected to the Murdaughs. Authorities reopened investigations into the 2015 death of Stephen Smith, a teenager found dead on a rural road under suspicious circumstances, and the 2018 death of Gloria Satterfield, the family's longtime housekeeper who died after a reported fall at the Murdaugh residence. Allegations arose that Alex had misappropriated settlement funds intended for Satterfield's heirs, adding another layer to his financial misconduct. Throughout this ordeal, one couldn't help but reflect on the complexities of Alex's character. Was he a man driven to extreme measures by addiction and desperation, or a calculated individual who manipulated those around him to preserve his own interests? The truth, perhaps, lies somewhere in between, a blend of personal failings and deliberate choices that led to devastating consequences. The revelations about Alex's opioid addiction added another dimension to the narrative. His attorneys asserted that he had been battling addiction for 2 decades, spending vast sums to support his habit. This dependency, they argued, clouded his judgment and contributed to his erratic behavior. The admission sparked discussions about the pervasive impact of opioid abuse, even among the affluent and influential. Yet, for many, addiction did not excuse the gravity of his actions. The betrayal felt by clients who alleged they were defrauded was profound. They had trusted Alex during their most vulnerable moments, only to discover that he had allegedly exploited them for personal gain. The breach of trust extended beyond individual clients. It shook the very foundations of the legal community in South Carolina. The case prompted introspection within legal circles. How could such extensive alleged misconduct go unnoticed for so long? Questions arose about the systems in place to prevent and detect unethical behavior among attorneys, especially those wielding significant influence. The South Carolina Supreme Court disbarred Alex, stripping him of the professional identity that had been central to his life. As for the Murdaugh family, the repercussions were immeasurable. Buster Murdaugh, Alex's surviving son, faced the daunting task of navigating life under the shadow of his family's notoriety. The legacy he inherited was irrevocably altered, a lineage once marked by respect now tainted by scandal. The broader community sought healing. Hampton County, a place where generations of families had lived side by side, was thrust into the national spotlight for reasons no one could have anticipated. Residents grappled with conflicting emotions: sorrow for the lives lost, anger at the betrayals, and a yearning for closure. In the end, The story of Alex Murdaugh is a profound exploration of how power, when left unchecked, can lead to devastating outcomes. It's a reminder of the importance of integrity and accountability, especially among those entrusted with upholding justice. The case underscores the need for vigilance within institutions to prevent abuses of power and to protect the vulnerable. The narrative also highlights the complexities of the human condition, the interplay between personal struggles and the choices one makes. Alex's journey through addiction, alleged financial crimes, and ultimately the murder of his own family serves as a stark illustration of how far one can fall when ethical moorings are lost. As we reflect on this tragic saga, perhaps the most significant takeaway is the imperative for empathy balanced with a steadfast commitment to justice. While understanding the factors that contribute to such actions is essential, so too is holding individuals accountable for the harm they cause. The Lowcountry continues its rhythms. The tides ebb and flow, the marsh grasses sway in the breeze, and the cicadas sing their evening songs. But the echoes of the Murdaugh case linger, a part of the region's complex tapestry. It's a story that will be recounted for years to come, not just for its sensational elements, but for the profound lessons it imparts about power, responsibility, and the human capacity for both deception and redemption. In the quiet moments, one might consider the lives affected, the victims whose voices were silenced, the clients seeking justice, and a community striving to heal. The hope is that from this darkness, a renewed commitment to ethical integrity and compassion will emerge, guiding future generations toward a more just and empathetic society.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.